Hello everyone, welcome to MCN Place on the regular. When our AI agents speak different dialects, do we risk building a future where understanding is impossible? The agent checks disk usage on Telegram, reporting that the slash data partition on the Camry server is at 90% capacity, only to be completely baffled when a user asks about the disk situation in Slack moments later. This specific failure mode, where a conversation in one channel remains invisible to the agent in another, exposes a fundamental architectural flaw in current multi-channel frameworks that treat every interface as an isolated session rather than a single, continuous conversation. The problem is not merely the existence of multiple channels like Telegram, Slack, or the terminal, but the creation of separate session keys for each, ensuring that while the agent possesses the same name, system prompt, and tools, it retains no shared memory of events that occurred outside its current silo. This fragmentation is codified in the development of OpenClaw, the most popular multi-channel agent gateway, which supports over 20 messaging platforms yet defaults to isolation levels that sever the continuity of context. While OpenClaw offers a sophisticated session model with 4 isolation tiers, including main, per-peer, per-channel peer, and per-account channel peer, its default configuration for group chats creates a hard barrier where a Slack hash homelab channel can never see what was discussed in a Telegram direct message. The architecture actively moves toward further containment rather than integration, a trend highlighted in OpenClaw issue #14688, which explicitly identifies the current behavior as a cross-channel DM context bleed, and proposes per-channel peer as the safe default to prevent information from leaking between distinct peer groups. The practical consequence of this rigid isolation is a broken coordination loop where the agent attempts to bridge the gap through fragile workarounds that almost never function in practice. Developers often instruct the agent to write notes to a file in one session, hoping the agent in a subsequent session will read them. But this approach fails because the first agent cannot predict what information will matter later, and the second agent lacks the instruction to locate and interpret those specific notes. The coordination problem becomes nearly impossible to solve when the agent in the first session must decide what to write down before knowing the future questions, and the agent in the second session must know to read the right files before responding, resulting in an agent that either drowns in its own irrelevant notes or writes nothing useful for the next interaction. This architectural choice treats shared context as a security problem to be contained, forcing the agent to operate with amnesia across channels, even when the metadata clearly identifies the user and the source of the message. In OpenClaw's implementation, every message is tagged with metadata, such as, yet the runtime routes the reply back to the originating interface without allowing the context window to retain the history of that interaction for other channels. The terminal starts fresh every time, the Slack channel gets its own conversation history, and the Telegram DM gets another, meaning the model sees the interface and the user but lacks the memory of what just happened in a different session. The tragedy of this design is that the agent is technically capable of reading the room through metadata tags, but the session boundaries prevent it from utilizing that capability, leaving the system perpetually confused and the user forced to repeat themselves. The drive to enforce this isolation, even as the ecosystem grows more complex, suggests a deeper misunderstanding of how domain experts and developers need to interact with these systems. By fragmenting memory, these frameworks prevent the emergence of a ubiquitous language where the agent can maintain a consistent domain model across all points of contact, effectively silencing the very collaboration that multi-channel agents are designed to facilitate. This fragmentation creates a scenario where the agent is not a single intelligent entity, but a collection of disjointed personas, each unaware of the others, fundamentally undermining the reliability of the system for any task requiring sustained attention across different communication platforms. When Eric Evans published his seminal work on domain-driven design in 2003, he did not merely offer a coding standard, he introduced a rigorous architectural mandate that the language used by developers and domain experts must be identical. This concept, known as ubiquitous language, serves as the critical bridge between human intent and software execution, a bridge that is currently broken in multi-channel AI agent frameworks, where session isolation creates a fractured understanding of user context. Evans explicitly states that by using model-based language pervasively and not being satisfied until it flows, teams approach a model that is complete and comprehensible, made up of simple elements that combine to express complex ideas. In the chaotic environment of modern AI agents interacting across Slack, Telegram, and terminal interfaces, the absence of this shared vocabulary means that a session initiated on one platform is often treated as an alien entity when it migrates to another. Because the underlying model lacks the unified terms to describe the continuity of the interaction, the first non-negotiable requirement of this linguistic architecture is that domain experts must actively object to terms or structures that are awkward or inadequate to convey domain understanding. In the context of multi-channel agents, a domain expert might be a logistics coordinator or a financial analyst who knows the session is not merely a technical container for tokens but a continuous narrative thread that persists across metadata. Tags like, if the software team defines a session strictly as a browser cookie or a temporary context window that resets when the user switches from a mobile app to a desktop interface, the domain expert must reject this definition as inadequate. The current isolation problem arises precisely because developers have not listened to this objection, allowing technical constraints to dictate business definitions rather than letting the business logic shape the technical implementation. Without this friction, the model remains a collection of isolated silos rather than a cohesive representation of the user's reality. Simultaneously, developers must watch for ambiguity or inconsistency that will trip up the design, a principle that is often overlooked when building systems that rely on high-dimensional interaction effects. Evans warns that software does not cope well with ambiguity, yet current frameworks often allow the term context to mean both the immediate input token and the entire history of a user's interactions across weeks of conversation. When an adapter translates a message from a platform-specific event into a common format, any ambiguity in how that message contributes to the shared memory creates a fault line in the system. For instance, if the code treats a message sent via an adapter differently depending on the channel it originated from, the model fails to maintain a consistent view of the user's intent, leading to the very session isolation that a ubiquitous language is designed to prevent. The developer's role is to identify these semantic cracks where the language diverges from the model, ensuring that every variable and function name maps directly to a concept the domain expert would use in conversation. Finally, the language and model must evolve as the team's understanding of the domain grows, rejecting the static nature of traditional software specifications. As the team discovers that emotional states in an LLM like Claude Sonnet 4 or 5 causally influence outputs and drive behaviors such as reward hacking, the ubiquitous language must expand to include terms that describe these functional emotional states, rather than treating them as opaque internal variables. The model cannot remain fixed if the reality of the domain reveals the session is actually a dynamic accumulation of perceptual calibration and interaction effects that cannot be transmitted through simple linguistic channels. This evolution is necessary because the initial definitions of a session, or context, will inevitably prove insufficient as the system encounters complex, nonlinear mapping scenarios where the road being wet matters differently depending on the car's speed and the driver's attentiveness. By failing to allow the language to evolve alongside these discoveries, the architecture remains rigid, unable to accommodate the nuanced, high-dimensional reality of human-AI interaction. The true power of ubiquitous language lies not in creating a static dictionary, but in forcing a continuous, rigorous dialogue that exposes the hidden assumptions causing session isolation in the first place. If the language is truly ubiquitous, the distinction between the developer's code and the expert's mental model vanishes, yet current frameworks often treat these as separate domains that must be reconciled through brittle adapters rather than shared understanding. This separation suggests that the session isolation problem is not a bug to be patched, but a symptom of a deeper failure to establish a common reality between the humans designing the system and the software executing it. The Kern architecture diagram reveals a radical departure from standard isolation practices by showing the terminal, Telegram, Slack, and web UI all converging into a single session with one context window. In this model, the specific metadata tag format serves as the ubiquitous language that translates disparate platform events into a coherent narrative for the model. When a user named August types a command into the terminal at 10:00 a.m., the system does not treat this as a standalone terminal event, but wraps it as before injecting it into the shared conversation history. This tagging mechanism allows the large language model to perceive the interface not as a barrier, but as a descriptive attribute of the conversation, effectively dissolving the artificial walls that frameworks like OpenClaw maintain between channels. Consider a scenario where August discusses cleaning up disk snapshots in a private Telegram DM, creating a context window that includes the line, "Did you clean up that disk?" Later, a colleague named Sarah asks in the Slack #homelab channel, "What's the disk situation?" which enters the same unified stream as the. Because the runtime routes all inputs into one persistent session, the agent immediately recalls the Telegram discussion about removing old snapshots and responds to Sarah with the full picture. Slash data on Camry is at 90%. Agus and I discussed removing old snapshots. This capability directly contradicts the design philosophy of OpenClaw, which uses per-channel peer isolation to prevent what it calls cross-channel DM context bleed, thereby ensuring that a Slack channel can never see what happened in a Telegram DM. But in the Kern approach, this bleed is the intended feature, allowing the agent to maintain a continuous memory of the domain regardless of where the human interaction occurs. The mechanism that makes this unified context functional without causing chaos is a simple yet robust routing protocol that directs replies back to their originating interface based on the metadata embedded in the context window. When the agent generates a response, it reads the source interface tag from the most recent user input, whether that is Slack, Telegram, or CLI, and ensures the output is dispatched only to that specific channel. This prevents the agent from spamming a Slack thread with replies to a terminal command or broadcasting a private DM response to a public web UI. The runtime relies on the incoming message interface, which standardizes fields like interface, channel, and user ID, to manage this flow with approximately 100 lines of code. By treating the interface as just another variable in the domain model rather than a structural boundary, the system achieves a level of situational awareness that traditional session-based architectures simply cannot replicate. However, this total transparency introduces a new complexity regarding the agent's social behavior within high-volume channels, necessitating a convention like no reply to prevent the agent from responding to every single message it sees. Since the agent now possesses the full history of a Slack channel, it must decide when to remain silent, effectively using the no-reply string to signal that it has updated its internal state, but has nothing to add to the conversation. This requirement forces the definition of the ubiquitous language to extend beyond simple data tagging to include behavioral norms that dictate when the agent should speak and when it should listen. While the unified context solves the problem of fragmented memory, it simultaneously creates a demand for sophisticated filtering logic that ensures the agent does not become a nuisance in the very channels it is designed to support. The specific file users, MD, acts as the living directory of your organization's social graph, storing who each person is, their role, and any guardrails that apply to them. Unlike static database entries that require SQL queries to access, this markdown file is written in the ubiquitous language of your team, allowing the agent to instantly comprehend the human landscape before generating a single token of response. The agent maintains this file itself, continuously updating it as new joiners arrive or roles shift, ensuring that the behavioral context remains synchronized with the actual reality of your workplace. When the agent encounters a new message, it first consults users, MD, to determine the identity of the sender, effectively reading the room before speaking. This eliminates the need for hard-coded user permissions or complex session state management, replacing them with a simple, editable text file that anyone on the team can inspect and modify. The agent does not guess who you are. It knows who you are because the text explicitly states it. Consider the example of Sarah, a co-founder who handles finance, asking a question in the Slack channel regarding budget projections. Because the agent has parsed the user's MD file, it immediately recognizes that Sarah is not just a generic user but a financial authority with specific guardrails regarding sensitive data. When she asks for cost analysis, the agent adjusts its persona to match her seniority, providing a concise, high-level summary rather than a basic tutorial on how to use the spreadsheet. It also knows to redact specific line items that fall under her strict confidentiality protocols, a rule defined in the plain text of her user profile. This adjustment happens without any new code being written or deployed, as the behavioral shift is entirely driven by the content of the markdown file. The agent sees Sarah's message, cross-references her profile in users, MD, and tailors the output to fit the expectations of a co-founder, ensuring the response is both respectful of her authority and compliant with her specific financial guardrails. This entire mechanism represents the concept of soft programming, where behavior is described in plain text that the agent reads and executes, rather than imperative code that a developer must write and compile. You change how the agent behaves in Slack by editing a markdown file, such as the kern MD template or the user's MD directory, not by rewriting the underlying logic of the application. If you need the agent to be more formal with external clients, you simply update the system prompt in the file, and the next interaction reflects that change immediately. This approach democratizes the control of the agent's behavior, allowing domain experts to define the rules of engagement using the same language they use to document their processes. The barrier to entry for modifying the agent's logic drops from requiring a software engineer to requiring only the ability to write clear instructions in a text editor. However, this reliance on natural language for critical behavioral control introduces a new vulnerability where ambiguous phrasing in the text files could lead to unpredictable agent actions. In a bustling Slack channel receiving 50 messages a day, the vast majority of those notifications are irrelevant chatter that a standard AI agent would mistakenly interpret as direct commands. Without a specific mechanism to distinguish between noise and signal, the agent responds to every single ping, creating a chaotic feedback loop that drowns out genuine requests. This is the exact scenario where the no-reply convention becomes the critical architectural safeguard, transforming a reactive liability into a silent observer. When Sarah, a co-founder handling finance, asks a question in a channel filled with 50 daily updates, the agent must read the entire stream to understand the context of her specific inquiry, yet it cannot afford to speak to the 49 irrelevant messages surrounding it. The no-reply convention solves this by establishing a ubiquitous language rule. If the agent's entire response is the literal string, no reply, the runtime swallows the output completely, sending no message back to the channel. This mechanism is not a failure to process but a deliberate state update. The agent's turn still happens even if the output is suppressed. The system reads the incoming message, updates its internal state with the new information, and consciously chooses silence. In the implementation details, the runtime sees the interface, the channel, and the user metadata, processes the logic, and then discards the no reply string before it ever reaches the user's screen. This allows the agent to maintain a complete picture of the conversation history without cluttering the interface with unnecessary acknowledgments. This silent processing is equally vital when multiple agents coexist in the same channel, preventing the infinite ping-pong loops that plague naive multi-agent systems. Imagine a scenario where Agent A posts a status update and Agent B immediately sees it. Without the no-reply convention, Agent B might feel compelled to acknowledge Agent A, which then triggers Agent A to respond again, spiraling into an endless cycle of automated chatter. With the convention in place, Agent B can analyze the message from Agent A, decide it has nothing substantive to add, and return no reply to halt the interaction. The runtime ensures that no message is sent, effectively breaking the loop while preserving the fact that Agent B observed the event. This coordination allows distinct agents to share a single context window without stepping on each other's toes or generating redundant noise. The underlying architecture supports this by treating every interface, whether it is Telegram, Slack, CLI, or a web UI, as an adapter that converts platform-specific events into a common message format. The core message queue, which is roughly 100 lines of code, prepends metadata tags to every incoming text before it hits the model, ensuring the agent knows exactly who is speaking and where. For instance, a message might arrive tagged as, followed by the actual query. The model processes this as natural text, allowing it to understand that Sarah is asking about disk usage in the engineering context, while simultaneously ignoring unrelated messages in the same channel by issuing a no reply. This approach treats shared context not as a bug to be isolated, but as the primary feature of the system. However, the power of this silent state update creates a paradoxical dependency where the agent must know exactly what to ignore in order to know what to say later. If the agent fails to correctly identify a message as noise and issues a no reply when it should have spoken, or conversely, speaks when it should have remained silent, the entire shared context window becomes contaminated with hallucinated interactions or missed opportunities. The system relies entirely on the precision of the no-reply convention to maintain the integrity of the single session, meaning that any ambiguity in the agent's decision-making process regarding silence directly threatens the coherence of the multi-channel conversation history. The implementation begins with the specific TypeScript interface incoming message, a structural definition that forces every incoming event into a single, rigid shape regardless of its origin. This interface mandates properties like text, user ID, and chat ID, but it is the interface property that serves as the primary architectural anchor, explicitly distinguishing between Telegram, Slack, CLI, or web sources. By hardcoding these four specific values, the system prevents the model from hallucinating a source or guessing the context, ensuring that the runtime knows exactly where the data came from before it ever reaches the language model. This standardization is not a suggestion but a requirement. The adapter layer for each platform must convert its native, chaotic event structure into this precise object, stripping away the proprietary noise of Slack's webhook JSON or Telegram's API response to leave only the essential semantic core. Once the interface is established, the channel property provides the necessary granular context to distinguish between specific conversations within that platform. This field holds concrete values such as Telegram, 12,345, for a specific direct message, or hash engineering for a Slack workspace room, allowing the agent to understand the spatial location of the interaction. When a user named Augas asks about disk usage, the system does not just see a question, it sees a message tagged with via Telegram and a specific channel identifier, which is then prepended to the actual text before entering the context window. This metadata injection transforms a raw string into a situational event, enabling the agent to recognize that a query from hash engineering in Slack is distinct from a private chat in Telegram, even though both feed into the exact same session. The sheer simplicity of this routing logic is perhaps the most striking aspect of the architecture. As the entire message queue responsible for handling this unification is approximately 100 lines of code, this minimal footprint demonstrates that the complexity of multi-channel AI does not require a sprawling middleware layer or a complex state machine. It requires only a disciplined conversion of inputs. Because the queue is so small, the latency between receiving a message on the CLI interface and pushing it into the shared context window is negligible, ensuring that the agent's perception of time remains synchronized across all channels. The runtime does not need to maintain separate state stores for each platform because the incoming message object carries its own provenance, effectively carrying the where and who inside the payload itself. This design choice means the model never needs to know or care which specific interface delivered a message, as it simply processes text enriched with contextual tags. The system prompt, often defined in a file like kern.md, instructs the agent to read these tags as natural context, allowing it to adapt its tone based on whether it is speaking to Sarah in a finance channel or Augas in a terminal. The agent can reference a conversation about disk usage that started in a terminal session and continue it in a Slack thread because the channel and interface properties preserve the continuity of the event stream. However, this unified session creates a paradox where the agent possesses total omniscience across channels, which can lead to context bleed if the agent does not strictly adhere to the no-reply convention when a message is not intended for it. The reliance on this metadata tagging system fundamentally shifts the burden of isolation from the framework's architecture to the agent's reasoning capabilities. Since the system treats every message from every interface as part of one continuous chronological stream, the agent must internally compartmentalize based on the tags provided, understanding that a message in hash engineering is not necessarily relevant to a private Telegram DM. This approach solves the session isolation problem by eliminating the sessions entirely, replacing them with a single, massive context window that relies on the interface and channel properties to simulate the boundaries that traditional frameworks enforce through code. Yet, this total transparency means that if the agent fails to parse the metadata correctly, it risks exposing private terminal commands to a public Slack channel, turning the unified session into a liability rather than an asset. Eric Evans insists that software fundamentally fails to cope with ambiguity, a harsh reality that forces the development of a rigorous, shared vocabulary between engineers and domain experts. In the context of multi-channel AI agents, this rigidity is not just a preference for clean code, but a structural necessity to prevent the system from fracturing under the weight of undefined terms. When an agent operates across Slack, Telegram, and terminal interfaces without a unified language, it encounters the same ambiguity that plagues traditional software projects. A term like disk usage might mean a specific metric in one channel and a general status check in another. Evans argues that the ubiquitous language must be based on the domain model, precisely because machines cannot guess intent, meaning your agent's context window must evolve into a single, rigorous semantic space where every message is interpreted through the same unambiguous lens. Without this shared vocabulary, the agent remains trapped in isolated silos, unable to reconcile the conflicting definitions that arise when different teams use different words for the same concept. The core failure of current frameworks lies in the agent's desperate attempt to decide what information is worth writing down before it actually knows what will matter later. In a fragmented session model, an agent checking disk usage on Telegram must immediately commit its findings to a static file, hoping that a future query in Slack will reference that specific artifact. This approach forces the agent to perform a prediction task it is ill-equipped to handle, as it cannot anticipate which piece of data will become critical minutes or hours later. The unified session solves this by allowing the entire conversation history to remain dynamically available, eliminating the need for premature data curation. Just as Evans describes the language evolving as the team's understanding of the domain grows, the agent's context window should expand and contract based on the relevance of incoming messages to the current task, rather than relying on a brittle note-taking mechanism that often fails to capture the necessary nuance. For the system to function effectively, the underlying model must be complete and comprehensible, constructed from simple elements that combine to express complex ideas without losing fidelity. Evans emphasizes that a model should not be satisfied until it flows, meaning the agent's internal representation of the conversation must be as fluid and interconnected as the dialogue itself. When Sarah asks a question in Slack, the agent should instantly access the context of a previous Telegram conversation about the same topic, treating them as part of a single, coherent narrative rather than disjointed events. This completeness ensures that the agent can draw upon simple, atomic facts, like a specific disk usage percentage or a user's role defined in users, MD, and synthesize them into a sophisticated response that respects the full breadth of the domain. The result is a system where the language and the model grow together, ensuring that every interaction builds upon a foundation that is both rigorous enough for software and flexible enough for human conversation. This evolution of the domain model reveals a deeper tension between the rigidity required for computational accuracy and the fluidity needed for natural human interaction. While the unified session allows the agent to maintain a coherent understanding of the domain, it also exposes the system to the risk of context overload, where the sheer volume of available information might obscure the specific signal needed for a precise action. The challenge then becomes not just building a language that evolves, but engineering a mechanism that can intelligently filter this expanding universe of data to ensure the agent remains responsive to the immediate needs of the domain expert without drowning in the noise of the past. When Sarah asks a question in the Slack channel #engineering, she receives an immediate answer about the disk usage on the Camry server, even though she never explicitly asked for that specific data point or initiated a new conversation thread. This seamless delivery of information occurs because the agent already possesses the full context of the situation, having processed a previous request from Agas via Telegram regarding the same server and a subsequent discussion about removing old snapshots. In this scenario, the user is relieved of the exhausting burden of repeating themselves or manually summarizing prior interactions for a new interface, as the system inherently understands the continuity of the workspace. The architecture eliminates the friction of session isolation by allowing the agent to see the metadata tag and instantly recognize this as a professional work context distinct from other interactions. This specific tagging mechanism allows the model to differentiate the tone and permissions required for a public engineering channel versus a private direct message, ensuring the response is appropriate for the audience without needing separate, siloed conversation histories. The system simultaneously processes a message tagged and correctly identifies this as a private conversation, maintaining the nuance of the relationship between the user and the agent. Unlike frameworks that treat every channel as a distinct entity with its own isolated memory, this unified approach ensures that the agent understands the full scope of the dialogue, recognizing that Agas's inquiry in Telegram is directly related to the terminal commands he executed earlier that day. The result is a single, coherent narrative where the agent does not need to rely on brittle workarounds like writing notes to a file in one session and hoping to read them back in another. By consolidating the flow of information from the terminal, Telegram DMs, Slack channels, and the web UI into one single session, the model can read the room with a level of situational awareness that is impossible when conversations are fragmented across different session keys. The final state of this architecture is a workspace where you do not need separate sessions because the model can read the room and synthesize information from every interface into a single, chronological context window. In this environment, the distinction between a terminal command and a Slack message dissolves, replaced by a unified history where every interaction informs the next, regardless of the platform used to initiate it. This stands in stark contrast to systems like OpenClaw, which often default to isolating group chats and creating separate session keys for every Slack channel or Telegram group, effectively preventing the agent from seeing what happened in channel from another. The shift to a ubiquitous language and a unified session means that the agent adapts its behavior based on the metadata provided in the message itself, such as reading a user's MD file to understand that Sarah is a co-founder handling finance, rather than relying on hard-coded rules for each channel. However, this total visibility introduces a critical complexity. The agent must now possess the discipline to remain silent when appropriate, distinguishing between messages that require action and those that are merely background noise. The convention of returning a literal no-reply string allows the agent to update its internal state and acknowledge a message without triggering a response that would clutter the channel or create an infinite loop of agents talking to each other. This mechanism is essential because if the agent sees every message in a busy Slack channel but responds to everything, it becomes a source of noise rather than a helpful assistant. The ability to choose silence is just as important as the ability to speak, as it proves the agent truly understands the context well enough to know when its intervention is unnecessary. Yet, this reliance on a single context window to hold the entire history of every channel raises a new question about how the system manages the sheer volume of data as the conversation history grows indefinitely across all connected interfaces. A diary entry from January 7, 2025, records a moment of professional disillusionment. The author describes a career spent engineering software within the domain of software itself, cloud platforms, release engineering, application architecture. These projects are largely agnostic to the specific reality they attempt to model, The entry concludes that software for software's sake is starting to ring hollow. The realization takes time to settle in, but the neglect of reality while seeking to perfect the virtual becomes clear. This sentiment mirrors the architectural critique presented in the essay. The isolation of sessions in systems like OpenClaw represents a similar kind of abstraction from reality. By forcing the agent to forget what happened in a previous channel, the system prioritizes a rigid, virtual boundary over the fluid, interconnected reality of a workspace. The diary entry speaks to the need to tackle issues in their own domain, not to support them with generic tools. The fragmented sessions of the AI framework force the agent into a similar support role, unable to address the full reality of the user's environment. The drive toward ubiquitous language is a drive to stop engineering software for software's sake. It is a demand that the system model the reality of the domain, not just the mechanics of the message. The diary entry captures the transition from perfection of the virtual to engagement with reality. That is the only way forward for a system that claims to be intelligent. True connection requires a shared language that bridges the gap between code and context. That's Messiaen Place on the Regular for today. Find the essay and sources at Inertia Podcast, Pages, Dev. Until next time.